Joining me, you are seconds away from listening to one of the fastest growing parapolitical podcasts out there in podcast land. Yes, you are now tuned in to the Paranormal Patriot. I am your host, as always, wearing the tinfoil hat. My name is Tom Velasquez. Thank you for joining me this week. This week's show is going to be kind of a paranormal, I guess. We're going to talk about UFOs. We're going to talk about the possibility that time travel may actually exist, and we're going to talk about another interstellar object that has entered our solar system. Why is that so important? But before we get into that, I want to quickly go over last week's show, which was the second part of the 2030 agenda, and it's almost unanimous. All of my listeners, most of my listeners are petrified of the 2030 UN agenda. They think exactly as I do, which is no surprise. If you're listening to this show, you probably have these thoughts already. So I would expect all my listeners, or most of my listeners, to concur with my thoughts. But to have my listeners email me and say, Tom, you nailed it. You hit it out of the park. Whatever they want to say, I've heard it hit the nail on the head. Hit a home run. Everybody said, you nailed it. Everything that you said could possibly go wrong with this 2030 agenda is actually a very good possibility. So it was very uplifting on my part to know that I understand my listeners. I understand where most of them politically lie and where their thought pattern is. But to be told and reminded that what you're doing is the right thing in a lot of people's eyes. It gets me excited to get behind this mic, and it lets me know that I might be doing a good thing here. So thank you to everyone that sent me an email and gave me your thoughts, even if you do not agree, because I did have some people tell me, and it actually was a lot less than part one, but part two, I did have a couple people come in, email me and say, hey, Tom, just let's relax. Not everything's a conspiracy theory. Not everybody's out to get you. And I get that. And you know, I do go towards the fringe side of things. I get that. But again, you have governments of the world that can't control and can't do anything correctly and can't do anything within a budget. And now we want to take this on a worldwide scale and have the world government try and govern and tell us how to live our lives and tell us what we're going to do, it's going to be chaos. It's a great plan on paper. It really is. It sounds amazing, and if they could pull it off, I will be the first one to say, I was wrong. You guys did it. But the odds of that happening are probably not even as good as an asteroid hitting the planet. That's the odds. Now, speaking of an asteroid hitting the planet, I love space. As you know, my former host, who kind of got tired of talking about all this crap because it bothered him to talk politics all the time, the Cosmic Dreamer, my son, he loves space. He got it from me. And I do a lot of space reading, you know, and I have this app that is a calculation, and it lets us know when, or lets me know when, asteroids are near the planet. And I've been doing research, and I've been plotting and checking asteroids. And over the next couple years, there's going to be a couple close calls. I have figured that out. But I want everybody listening to this show, find a piece of paper and a pen. If you're driving, make a mental note. But I want you to store this to your memory bank if you're driving, or write this date down if you're listening and you can write it down, and put this paper somewhere where you will remember it come that date. Because according to my calculations, and I'm not a scientist, I don't claim to be, I don't claim to play one on TV either, but according to my calculations, there is a high probability that this planet may be struck by an asteroid on December 17th, 2023, at around 4:30 General Mountain Time. Now, I don't know where, I don't know how big the asteroid would be, but there is an asteroid floating around there. And roughly three and a quarter years from now.
Today's 19, 20, 25, 20.
3 1/4 years from now, there is a very good possibility, based on my calculations and calculations from other astronomers, that say that December 17th, 2023, there is a very, very serious possibility that this planet may be struck by an asteroid. I don't know if it's going to be an extinction-level event. It may be so small it burns up in the atmosphere. But according to my calculations and others, and you're going to hear this first from me, December 17th, 2023, around 4:30 General Mountain Time, we have the possibility on this planet of being struck by an asteroid. This is the only one I can see in the foreseeable future. We are going to have a couple of near misses, but this is the one that I think I've calculated it numerous ways, and I see every calculation I have. If it doesn't hit us, it's going to be an extremely near miss. And I'm talking, we have asteroids that go in between Earth or the moon and us. We've had an asteroid recently that went below the level that the altitude that our satellites are at. This one may, if it misses us, it's skimming our atmosphere. So if it misses us, it's going to be one heck of a sight, and let's hope that's all it is. But from everything I'm seeing, mental note, write this down, December 17th, 2023, roughly 4:30 Mountain Time. I don't know. I hope I'm wrong. I really do. So that is my prediction. I don't go out on a limb and make predictions like that. That pinpoint prediction, date, time, but I'm pretty confident that it's going to be, if it's not a hit, it's going to be a near miss. So keep an eye out on the news. NASA has been really, really, really getting involved in the asteroid business. So I think they know something that they're not telling us also. So let's move on. Now, before I started the show, and this show is being recorded 2 days early because this weekend is the Michigan UFO contact up in Houghton Lake, Michigan. I, my wife and I, and my family are going to be camping this weekend. We were going to go to the hotel, but we wanted to get one more use out of the camper since I'm paying every month for this thing. I'm going to use it. So we got a campground near the site, and we're going to go camping and then go to the Michigan UFO contact too. So I'm recording the show 2 days early because I'm not going to have time to do it this weekend. As I was setting up and everything was booting up, I sat down and got on my phone and checked my emails, and it was almost like it was meant to be, because just as my email came through, or came up, I had an email come through from a listener, and he had a paranormal encounter, and he wants me to share it with all of you. So here is Jared from Alabama. This is his paranormal encounter. Starts off, Hello, Tom. I am a longtime listener. My name is Jared, and I'm from a small town in Alabama. I've never really been a person that really believed in the paranormal, but I've always been interested in it. I really enjoyed your series on Halloween monsters, by the way. Anyways, I had an experience when I was a child. I have never really spoken about it since most people would think I'm a lunatic. My childhood has always been focused on a religious background. Therefore, any paranormal beliefs were snuffed out as being my imagination. I am 31 now. Back when I was 9 or 10 years old, I'm not really sure the exact age, but one night after dinner, I took my routine bath and said my prayers as usual. For some reason on that particular night, I fell asleep with the TV on while sleeping on the couch. After a few hours of being asleep, I woke up. I noticed right off that the TV was turned off. I dismissed this and rolled over and fell back asleep. I can't explain the time lapse or the exact time of the morning, but I woke up again, and when I woke up, the room was pitch black. I shuffled in my blankets as anybody would. As I tried to go back to sleep, I felt very uncomfortable. I then again tried to fall back asleep with no avail. About 10 minutes into my struggle to fall back asleep, my feelings and thoughts were growing more and more suspicious about my surroundings. I thought maybe my parents had entered the room where the couch was. I closed my eyes and continued to fall back asleep. Keep in mind, it was a full moon that night, so most of the light of the moon was coming through the shades and the room was well lit. When I opened my eyes and looked up, there was a figure. The figure was a human figure standing over me. The figure wasn't a shadow. The only way I can explain the figure was the contrast of the figure was like the old TV static, or snow as I would call it. Upon seeing this, I immediately closed my eyes. I laid there for a few more seconds. When I opened my eyes once again, I started hearing a wood knocking sound, a tap, as if someone was knocking at my door. As soon as I closed my eyes, the knocking went away. When I opened my eyes, the knocking continued as the figure stood above me. The process was repeated at least 4 to 5 more times, with my heart beating out of my chest each and every time it happened. Somehow, I gained the strength to somehow move my right foot. When I moved my foot, the figure did a vivid 180-degree turn and vanished. I didn't sleep the rest of the night or the night after. I told my mother about the incident the next day, and she blew it off. This has been the only paranormal experience of my life. I don't know what it was, and I frankly don't want to know. Thank you for listening to my experience. I hope you can perhaps shed some light on this for me. Was it demonic? Family deceased? Who knows? I just hope it never happens again. Yours truly, Jared. Jared, thank you. Thank you so much for the email. This is what happens when you email the Paranormal Patriot with your accounts. I get them on the air. So, Jared, this is where this comes in handy for you, because I have a lot of listeners that are very involved in the paranormal, and they can help you with this. So, listeners of the Paranormal Patriot, you just heard Jared's account. What do you think it is? I have my idea. Now, I haven't had a lot of time to really digest this encounter, because as I sat down and everything was booting, there it was, and I thought, this was meant to be. This was meant to be. I turned my phone on and get on email just now, and that popped up 1 minute before then. So I ran with it. Now, it almost, originally I thought it was a shadow person, but I've never seen a shadow person with the characteristics of what you call snow. To me, that is a spirit trying to manifest itself, and what you're seeing is the electrical energy that it's drawing to manifest itself. So I think it was some type of spirit. If you've had anybody around you that deceased, it may have been trying to visit you. The knocking, when I first started reading this account, I thought, well, this isn't a spirit trying to manifest itself. He sees the spirit. He sees the energy that's being drawn in, and it looks like snow on a TV. And then when he closes his eyes, he hears a knocking sound on wood. So maybe, just maybe, this is a spirit trying to get his attention.
And then when he'd open his eyes, the knocking would stop. He'd close them, and it's like, hey, knock, knock, knock. I'm here. That was my original thought. However, the fact that he moved his foot and the spirit did a vivid 180 and then vanished, was he trying to get his attention? Or was it doing something else? Now, Jared, I don't want to scare you. I mean, this was 20 years ago, it sounds like, so I don't think this is happening to you. But there's an old wives' tale, old myth, old legend that when somebody's dying, you will hear knocks on, they call it a death rattle, essentially. Knocks on the wall, knocks on the door, and nobody's there. And some people say that's death coming to get the one that's dying. And I've had that possibility in my head. Okay, was somebody dying? Did they know about? Was somebody in the house that was sick? Did somebody die shortly after that? I don't think it was demonic. The fact that you felt uncomfortable just could have been from the fact that what you felt you knew wasn't normal. It was paranormal. In my opinion, Jared, and I need my listeners to help me out on this. So if you are a paranormal investigator or you are into the paranormal and you are even if you're not, send me your theories on what Jared saw and what the knocking had to do. Let me know. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. Help Jared out. Jared, I think it was a spirit. I think you saw a spirit. I think the snow effect, in my opinion, may have been the energy it was drawing to try and manifest itself. It was a definitive human shape, you said. And you obviously could see this thing move as it did a 180. The only thing I'm stumped on right now is what was the knocking on the wood? What was that for? And why did it stop when your eyes opened and then continue when your eyes were closed? And then why, when it saw you move, did it vanish quickly? That's what I don't understand. So this is where I need my listeners' help. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Come on. I know I have a ton of paranormal enthusiasts out there. Help Jared and help myself out. ghostseeker4@charter.net. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and I will be right back, and we're going to discuss. It might not even be a soft disclosure now. My brother and I just had a conversation about this. Dustin, one of my good listeners, just sent me the link on this as I was getting ready. There's a lot of things that are falling into place on this show. Right before I came down here to record the show, I had Dustin send me a link about this very subject. So something's happening. Something is meant to be on this show. So listen to the show because it's obviously important. But the soft disclosure may not be so soft anymore. So sit back, relax, open that mind. You are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I will be right back. From the days of French settlers and the ghouls who tormented them, to the grim realities of early factories and their gruesome death tolls, Detroit is a town with a devilishly scary past. Its citizens have long straddled the line between good and evil, and more than a few rules have been broken over the years. As Halloween approaches, we can all spare a nervous glance towards Detroit's darker side. It's never wise to travel alone through these storied corridors of history, so there are some that are willing to offer themselves as your guides on a macabre journey through the Motor City's darkest historical moments. Join me Saturday, October 19th, from 12 till 5, for Haunted Detroit, the Dark Side of History Tour. Mobsters, ghosts, social injustices, cemeteries, murder, pranks, Devil's Night, assassinations, hauntings, outbreaks of cholera, unexplained disappearances, wars, tricks and treats. all of this awaits you on the all-new Haunted Detroit, the Dark Side of History Tour. Again, join me Saturday, October 19th from 12 to 5 and be educated on one of this country's most historical cities. You can get your tickets at DetroitHistoryTours.com. Saturday, October 19th, 2019, from 12 to 5, join me for Haunted Detroit, the Dark Side of History Tour. And when you get there, tell them you heard about this from the Paranormal Patriot.
A few old records in my ripped up jeans to match my heart in this tragedy. Holding on to any part of me that was once convicted. Maybe I'll meet another and feel some sparks. Forget about you.
So for the last couple months, I've been telling you, my listeners, that I think we are in a period of soft disclosure regarding the UFO phenomenon. I think there are currently strategic leaks and strategic releases by the military of UFO encounters that they're just leaking, but they really say they don't want to leak, but they're letting them out. I think they are prepping us for the inevitable fact that UFOs are real. Now, what are UFOs? Are they extraterrestrial alien spacecraft from another solar system? Are they time travelers? Are they inner Earth beings? Are they ultra-dimensional beings? That's the big question, because we're not being told anything there. Now, this show that I'm doing right now, it is loaded with coincidences. Right before I get on, I get a paranormal encounter from Jared from Alabama. Before I come down to my studio to record, I get a message from Dustin, my listener, saying, hey, look at this article, and it just happened to be something, this subject, UFOs, that I was going to talk about on the show today. And then right before the show, my brother, Multiple Myself, the other half of Tommy V and Multiple Myself's music scene, he calls me, and we were talking about music, and then he just, out of the blue, now keep in mind, my brother is a hardcore skeptic. He does not subscribe to the same magazines, per se, that I do. He doesn't subscribe to the theories that I believe in. He doesn't believe in UFOs. He doesn't believe in ghosts. He doesn't believe in conspiracy theories. He's one of the guys that said, look, they can listen to my phone conversations all they want. I don't have anything to hide. And I would come back at him. That's not the point. The point is, they're listening to what you're saying. That should bother you. Well, why would it bother me if I don't have anything to hide? Because the government's listening to you. You have no privacy. He's one of those people. But as we're talking, he just stops the conversation. He says, hey, what in the world is going on with UFOs? I'm like, what do you mean? He says, something's going on. I mean, they're going to be telling us something, right? And I said, have you been listening to the show? And he says, no, because he really doesn't listen to the show, I don't think. But he says, every time I go on the internet, be it Google, be it Fox News, be it Facebook, whatever, I don't subscribe to UFOs, and UFOs are all over my Facebook timeline. I go to Fox News, there's always something on UFOs. I turn on the TV and the news is on, they're talking about UFOs. Why is that? And I said, Nick, you're right. They're going to tell us something. This is a soft disclosure. And he says, something's going on. I can't believe it, but you might have been right all these years. And I said, I'm not an idiot. I do my research on this stuff, man. And he just said, I don't know what's going on, but it's kind of weird. And I said, it's really weird. Because my version of disclosure as I was growing up and up until a couple months ago was our government denying until these craft showed up on our front door and they could deny it no longer. I never thought that our government would begin the process of disclosure to us. It appears that that is the case. But just this past week, it appears that this soft disclosure has taken a hard turn, and it's going full-blown disclosure, because the Navy, the U.S. Navy, says the UFO videos that Tom DeLonge has are definitive unidentified aerial phenomena. Now, for those of you who don't follow UFOs a lot, nowadays they're not called UFOs, they're called UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomena. Now, in my opinion, this is, because the government is using this terminology, unidentified aerial phenomenon. I think because right now, UFOs, synonymous, when you say UFO, you're thinking of extraterrestrial spacecraft. I think if you use unidentified aerial phenomenon, that says, well, we don't know what it is. And they may not know what it is, but if that's the case, if the case is our government has no idea what these craft are, all of these stories from the 40s, 50s, 60s are hogwash. How many times have you heard Richard Nixon showed Jackie Gleason alien bodies? Dwight D. Eisenhower was gone missing for a time, and nobody knew where he was, and everybody was freaking out because, where's the president? Where's the president? Well, the story was he was having a tooth fixed, but there's a theory going out that he was visiting Wright-Patterson Air Force Base and seeing the aliens and the bodies and witnessing the UFO technology. Roswell, they collected bodies. If we don't know what they are, if we don't know where they're from, then how did we have all these encounters with our government in these secret deals with these aliens? To me, that throws all that into the dumpster. Because that tells me our government did not have those meetings. And if it is true that our government has no idea what these craft are, first off, that's scary in itself. But secondly, that says half of the history of ufology is false. But let's get back. Let's get back to this Navy saying that the UFOs and Tom DeLonge's videos are unidentified aerial phenomenon. Now, I'm going to read an article here. It comes from the Black Vault. The Black Vault is the largest civilian archive of declassified government documents. John Greenwald, who is an author and the curator of the Black Vault, he broke this story. So I'm going to read the article, and then I'm going to give you my thoughts on it. So the article goes like this. In official statements, the U.S. Navy has for the first time officially stated that the three UFO videos made public by former Blink-182 singer Tom DeLonge's UFO research organization are footage of a real, unknown object violating American airspace. Navy spokesperson Joseph Gradisher told Motherboard that the Navy considers the phenomenon that is contained or depicted in these three videos as unidentified. Previously, the Navy never addressed the content of the videos. The terminology here is important. The UFO community is increasingly using the terminology unidentified aerial phenomenon to discuss unknown objects in the sky. Now again, John Greenwald, the author and curator of the Black Vault, originally reported the news. He requested information in August from the Navy regarding the content of the three popular videos purporting to show the anonymous and aerial objects. In 2017 and 2018, three videos were taken by Navy pilots from their aircraft, and they made national news. In December 2017, the New York Times ran a story about Navy pilots who intercepted a strange object off the coast of San Diego on November 14, 2004, and managed to shoot video of the object with their F-18 gun cameras. Another video, which we now know the date due to Greenwald's request for information, was taken on January 21, 2015, and it shows another anomalous or aerial vehicle rotating as pilots comment how strange the object is over their communication system. Months later, DeLonge, through his organization To the Stars Academy, released a third video showing an object quickly flying over the surface of the water. That video was also recorded on January 21st, 2015, raising speculation that the two videos shot that day show the same object. Now, Greenwald told Motherboard, "I very much expected that when the U.S. military addressed the videos, they would coincide with language we see on official documents that have now been released, and they would label these items as drones or balloons. However, they did not. They went on the record stating that the phenomenon depicted in those videos is unidentified. That really made me surprised, intrigued, excited, and motivated to push harder for the truth." Now, Roger Glazel, a writer for the Swedish magazine UFO Occult, and pardon me if I said that wrong, I don't speak Swedish. He is an expert who specializes in the Freedom of Information Act requests, also said that it was notable that the Navy is using this new terminology. He said that the Navy is using the term unidentified aerial phenomenon. It shows that they have broadened what is expected to be reported by U.S. fighter pilots to investigate anything unknown in their airspace that in the past has been connected with the stigma. He also told Motherboard, "If these investigations are due to an interest in finding the cause of the UFO phenomenon, in a ufology sense, or due to reducing flight hazards or to counter unidentified intrusions by known adversaries and readiness for technological surprise, that remains to be seen." Now, earlier this year, the U.S. Navy officially changed its policies to make it easier for its personnel to report sightings of anomalous aerial vehicles due to the number of reports of unauthorized and or unidentified aircraft entering various military-controlled training ranges and designated airspace. The Navy and the United States Air Force take these reports very seriously and investigate each and every report. Now, that is according to Navy spokesperson Joseph Gratishier. He also went on to tell Motherboard that the safety of military personnel and the public are a top priority, and due to the number of reported UAP, which also is a UFO, incident, the Navy is taking the matter seriously. However, it has no intention to release any of this information to the public. Wow. Well, thanks for being so forthcoming there, Gratishier. Now, Elise Elizondo, a former Pentagon counterintelligence agent who retired and went public regarding a secretive UFO, UAP, I'm going to grow tired of that acronym real quick, UFO, UAP hunting program, has long stated that these objects were truly anomalous. A military's primary objective is to protect its national borders and its people. Anytime any military can't address a potential threat, it should be a concern for both its citizens and those entrusted to protect them. That is from Luis Elizondo. However, I am heartened by the Navy's new position to address this issue in a serious manner and without the distraction of the social stigma that this phenomenon seems to attract. Now, with this official statement, the Navy takes an unprecedented and dramatic shift from the government's long-held company line that there's nothing to the whole UFO phenomenon, even going back to the Air Force official investigations into the UFOs, which in theory and on paper ran from 1948 to 1970, but we are learning very quickly that it never stopped. They never stopped investigating the UFO phenomenon. So, here's where I come in and give you my two cents on this. I'm really having a problem, and I don't know why. This may be something that just is nothing to be worried about, but to me, the fact that they're changing the acronym, UFO to UAP, maybe I'm an old school guy. Well, I am an old school guy, but maybe I just like my stuff and I hate change. But to me, the fact that they're changing the acronym from UFO, which when you say UFO, there's nothing else that comes to mind. When you say UFO, everybody knows what you're talking about. I saw a UFO last night. What, you saw something you could not explain? Is that what you're trying to tell me? No, I saw a UFO. You say you saw a UFO to anybody, and what's the first thing they're going to think of? That guy thinks he saw a flying saucer, an alien craft. They don't think, well, I think he thinks he saw a bird, or he saw something he just couldn't identify. No, when you say UFO, there's one thing that comes to mind, and that is alien craft. So I think the government, by changing the acronym to UAP, is trying to divert and kind of trying to change the stigmatism of UFOs. I can see why they want to do that in a way. But listen, a UFO is a UFO. It doesn't, listen, I'm the first to agree. If it's a UFO, it's an unidentified flying object. It does not make it an alien spacecraft. It could be a comet. It could be an airplane. It could be a drone. It could be a bird. It could be anything. It could be an alien spacecraft. But to me, I think there's a motive behind changing the acronym. UAP doesn't automatically make it something extraterrestrial or paranormal. And I think that's part of the motive. But the fact that the Navy has come out, and look, they're pissed. The Navy is upset that these videos were released. They didn't want them to be released. They didn't like the fact that they were released. But the fact that they are coming out and saying, hey, yeah, these things are kind of legit. We have no idea what they are. Again, that's kind of scary. If you have no idea what's traversing our airspace, I have an issue with that. Now, there's people that say, Tom, these things are here to kill us. And there's some people that say, Tom, if they were here to kill us, they would have already done so. I don't know where I am on that. I used to be on the side of, hey, if they were gonna destroy us and enslave us, it would have been done long ago. But the more I'm thinking about it, how do we know that these are not new alien races now visiting this planet because their resources have vanished and they're looking for another planet to harvest the resources? You just don't know. And that's scary. And if our government and our military has no idea what these things are, that means they have no idea how to stop them. They have no idea what to do to control them, how they're powered. And again, I am a very knowledgeable ufologist. And it pains me to say this, that half of ufology that I've learned and I've studied and I believed in, half of that very well could be false. Because these stories of alien encounters with the government and secret meetings with the government, Dulce base in New Mexico where they have an alien program, Area 51, Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, all of that, that could be just legend. It never happened. That is very disheartening. Let me know what you think. Are you ready for disclosure? Ask yourself that. Honestly, if Donald Trump came on TV tomorrow night on a special address to the nation and said, ladies and gentlemen of America, we cannot hide this secret any longer. We have proof that there are spacecraft or aliens. And again, alien is something not terrestrial to this planet. There are aliens that are visiting our planet. These UFOs that are being seen are legitimate. We don't know what they are at this time. We don't know where they come from. We don't think they are a threat. What would you do? Because the day is going to come. The day is going to come when that announcement is going to happen. Back in, you know, the 40s and 50s and 60s, when this country was very, very religious, much more religious than it is today, there was a legitimate concern that the religions of the world would collapse. And when the religions of the world collapse, then the whole society of the world, the societal structure of the world collapses with it. I don't see that happening now because more and more people are awakening to the fact that if it's possible, if space travel, time travel, or you know, speed of light travel is possible, there is no way that we are the only life forms out there. It's just we're every day we're finding out more and more about the planets that surround us and finding more planets than we ever thought possible. I mean, there's billions of planets out there. You're telling me out of the billions and billions of planets that we are the only one that is able to sustain life? There's in my mind, there's just no way. And I grew up very religious. And up until, gosh, it must have been my 40s, I was a very religious man. And something happened to me. I'm not saying I'm not religious. I'm not saying I don't believe in God. But my idea of God and the stereotypical meaning of God and belief in God are different. I'm not sure that God is this all-knowing, omnipresent, old, gray-haired, with a beard figure sitting in heaven. To me, that's more of a stretch than believing that the universe was my creator. In the universe, we are controlled by the universe. That's as much of a stretch as believing in God, in my opinion. I'm going to tell you, there's a lot to be said about positive thinking and willing something to happen. I'm going to give you a quick story, and I want you to take this to heart because this is an extremely true story, and it changed my life. I don't know when, and I don't know why, I started to question the existence of quote-unquote God. Again, as this gray-haired, gray-beard, all-knowing, omnipresent being in heaven. I don't know when exactly I started to question it. But I started to see these signs, and I never even thought about free will and, you know, willing things to happen. And if you believe it, it'll happen. You can manifest your future. I never really even thought about it, never even thought it could happen, but I started seeing all this stuff and getting emails from people I never even knew telling me to do this, to do this. And the universe is the true creator, and the universe is God. Man wrote the Bible, so man made God man. The universe is actually God. The universe created us. We're all created out of stardust and planets, and we're all one with each other. And every one of these emails and every one of these people that would just randomly come up to me and talk to me would say, you are the destiny you're looking for. You are the you can manifest your own future if you just believe. And at first I'm like, these guys are flipping nuts. And then out of the blue, one day, one person, and I don't know what it was about this person, but this one person came into work one day. And it just happens that these people that I don't know come up to me and start talking to me and give me all their life stories and just want to have a conversation with me. And I don't mind that. I mean, I'm a pretty private guy, but I'll talk and listen to anybody. But this one person just came up to me and said, you are destined for more. And I'm telling you right now, I have not even told my wife this story, because this has been so close-knit to me. I can't believe I'm even telling you, but it kind of coincides with what, I don't even know if it coincides, but somehow we got on this subject. But I had one person come up to me and just say, you're destined for more. And for some reason, I was insanely intrigued by that general statement. And I sat down for 15 minutes in the customer lounge at the job I was at and let everybody else do my job, which is unlike me. And just sat there in front of other people in the lounge. The lounge was full. And her and I, well, I can't even call it a conversation because I really didn't say anything because I was just taking it all in. And she said, you are destined for more. You just have to believe in yourself and you have to want it. And by wanting it, you have to ask the universe for it. And at that point, I'm like, okay, why are so many people telling me that I have to ask the universe for what I want to get it? And I did it. And I don't want to be rich. I want to be able to enjoy my life. I want to be able to make enough money where bills aren't necessarily a burden. And I just kept, it was almost like a mantra. You know how you had these mantras? I'm great. I'm good looking. I'm going to lose weight. I'm not fat. I'm not bald. I'm not, you know, well, I haven't figured that part out yet, but I kept, and maybe it's materialistic of me, but at that time, we as a family were struggling mightily. I mean mightily. We weren't even living paycheck to paycheck. Our bills weren't being paid, and I just, every morning when I woke up after that conversation with that young lady, I said, today's the day where I take another step forward in securing my family's future. Every day. Every day. And the next thing I know, I'm making more money. And the next thing I know, I'm making more money. And the crazy thing about it is I had not changed a thing about how I did my job. But things came easier to me. And it may be the power of the mind. It could be just because I was telling myself that. I told myself I could do it, so therefore my body said, yeah, dummy, you could have done it the whole time if you would have just applied yourself. Or it could have been what everybody over the past month had been telling me, ask and believe, and it will happen. Now, if I would have asked and said, okay, I want to make more money, universe, I'm going to sit home and make that happen. It's not that. It doesn't work that way. You have to put in the effort. But I'm not saying I am financially secure right now. But what I'm saying is bills are not as hard to pay now. Every month I have a little bit extra that I can put away and do what I want with. Save it. We have a huge, huge, hopefully a huge trip for my daughter's senior year. I want to get my wife out on a Caribbean vacation for a week before she gets so bad that she can't go. And I've got a huge family trip coming that, in my opinion, would not have been possible if I didn't believe and ask and manifest it by my thoughts and my actions. Try it. It's amazing. It's uplifting. Think to yourself, I'm going to secure my family's future. I'm going to be financially secure to the point I do not have to worry every week about being foreclosed on my house, that my power is going to be shut off. How am I going to feed my family? Because trust me, we were at that point. And then it was just bam. It seemed like almost instantly after that, a little more money came in here. A little bit more money came in here. And when I was at a very low point at my previous job, I just said, I've got to find a new job. I will find a new job. It will be less stress, and it will be more money. And lo and behold, 2 days later, my boss, my current boss, who I wanted to work for, but he didn't offer insurance, and with my wife having cancer, I cannot go without having insurance, out of the blue, calls me up and said, Tom, we're ready to have you on board. And I said, hey, I'd love to, but you know the situation. He says, I've got insurance. I got it for you. I got it for the company because I need you here. And I said, let's talk because I cannot take a pay cut. So we talked, and my first month there, I made more money than I ever did in the 12 and a half years at my previous job, and it's just gone up from there. And I truly believe it is because I believed it and I manifested it. Try it. Absolutely try it. It is amazing. I still haven't figured out how to grow hair or how to lose weight, but, you know, I'm working on it. So let me know what you think about this UFO disclosure thing. Okay, you've got homework this episode. I want you to comment on my face or on my email account, or you can do Facebook, The Paranormal Patriot. I am on Instagram. Haven't really figured that out yet. I can't post what I want to. Twitter, at The Parapatriot. Andy, I'm going to want you to take over my Twitter account because I have no idea. I can do Facebook to a point. But contact me either Facebook, Twitter, or email at ghostseeker4@charter.net. You have homework. Tell Jared from Alabama what exactly he thinks he saw. What is your opinion on what he witnessed? And then tell me what you would do, how you would react if the president came on television and said, aliens exist. What would your reaction be? Would it be like, huh, yeah, I knew it all along? Or would it be like, oh my God, what is going to happen now? I want to know. I'm curious. I will talk about it the next show, I guarantee it. So we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come right back. We're going to talk about, I'm not going to have time to talk about anything or everything, of course, but let's see what I'm going to talk about. It's a surprise. Stick with me. You'll hear about what I'm going to talk about now next, and we'll go from there. So, you are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. Sit back, relax, open that mind. I'll be right back.
Hey everybody, this is Tom Velasquez, the host of The Paranormal Patriot, which can be heard every Wednesday from 3:30 to 4:30 on Coming Right Up. Are you intrigued by the paranormal? Do conspiracies excite you? Do you like to talk about ghosts, UFOs, or cryptids, or just politics in general? If so, my show, The Paranormal Patriot, is for you. Tune in every Wednesday from 3:30 to 4:30 on Coming Right Up.
You always said we'd be together, never be apart. Now you're just a liar, cause you played me from the start. I loved you more than anyone, profess my love is true. You betrayed my love and heart, that was just always meant for you. There will come a time and day where you will stop and see. You missed out on the only one that made your life complete. Now I've gotta move on and just find another love.
Alrighty, this show, I'm telling you, was meant to be. I was meant to do this show this week because the coincidences just keep on coming. So during the break, I jump on my email and I get an email from my kid's school, Corunna, Michigan Public Schools. And I've heard about this, but I didn't realize it was that big of an issue. So I'm going to read this message to you real quick and tell you, for my friends in Michigan, please, please be careful. It is at the point now where local and state health officials do not want the residents in 8 counties in Michigan. They do not want these residents to go out after dark. So I got this message from my kids' school, Corunna Public Schools. As you may have heard, state and local health officials are urging caution after several cases of a rare mosquito-borne virus called Eastern Equine Encephalitis have been reported in 8 Michigan counties, including Genesee. Due to our proximity to Genesee County is the next county over. We believe it is wise for the safety of our students to share the recommendations of the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. And the MDHHS is encouraging local officials in 5 southwestern Michigan counties that have been impacted by human EEE cases in St. Joseph, Genesee, and Lapeer counties, which have had animal EEE cases, to consider postponing, rescheduling, or canceling outdoor activities occurring at or after dark, particularly activities that include children. This would include such events as late evening sports practices or games or outdoor music practices. The MDHHS recommendation is being made out of an abundance of caution to protect the public health and applies until the first hard frost of the year. This is kind of scary, if you ask me. As I said, right now there are many, many, many people sick with this Eastern Equine Encephalitis virus, whatever you want to call it. That is, it's the new West Nile, apparently. Apparently, this virus can be transferred from animal to human because southwestern Michigan has 5 counties that have had human cases. Well, there's 3 counties, and one of the counties are right next to where I live. I am 20 minutes away from Genesee County. Those have animal cases. So that's telling me that this is interchangeable between animals and humans. It can be contagious in animals and cross-contaminate humans, I guess. I've never heard of this. And I know the conspiracy theorists are all going crazy, going, this is another government-controlled or another government-engineered virus that got loose. Where did it come from? 6 people in Michigan right now are dead because of this virus. And I'll be honest with you, I heard about this 2 weeks ago and didn't think anything of it. In 2 weeks, 6 people have died and many others are severely sickened, with some of them, we don't know if they're going to survive. It gets you that sick. So I know, I personally work in Perry, Michigan right now. I know the Perry High School, listen, high school football in Perry, Michigan is huge. And they have changed their game times from 7:30 to 5. So they can be done before it starts getting dusk and dark because they are not taking any precautions. They are taking this extremely serious. My son, right now, he plays soccer for Corona High School. Their practices are done at 6. I don't have to worry about that. As the nights get, or the days get shorter, the nights get longer, I might have to start worrying about this because I'm looking at the weather forecast. As of now, as of 2 weeks out, I can look at the Weather Channel and look at Owosso, Corona, Michigan. I don't see a hard frost. And in 2 weeks, I mean, right now, about 7:30-ish, it's getting pretty dark. In about 2 weeks, 7 o'clock, it's going to be really dark. And 6 o'clock is going to be right around that dusk time. My daughter's on the, or the, I almost said Owosso. My daughter's on the Corona High School swim team. She gets out of practice at 6 o'clock. Now, she's indoors, but she has to walk outside to get to the car. I don't know. I mean, what do you do? The general, if you're going to be outside, the Michigan Health Department says repellent, repellent, repellent. At what point is repellent not going to be enough? We are camping this weekend. And I'll be honest with you, granted, it is not in any of the counties that are listed, but I'm telling you right now, I'm a little bit leery. I am literally going to be sitting in a tub of repellent, and I'm going to have my kids and my wife do the same thing. Listen, I don't want to be sick with this, let alone have the chance of dying. So for all of my Michigan friends that are listening to this, if you are in the affected area, heed the warnings. Honestly, this is nothing to shake a stick at. This is something that is very serious. You need to take it and take it seriously. For those of you not in the area, I would take caution anyway, because all it takes is one mosquito. All it takes is one time being bit by an infected mosquito, and your life is in danger. And apparently this is not anything they have a cure for, or these people that have it have been letting this go for way too long before they went into the hospital, which would be me. I hate going to the doctor. I hate going to the hospital, and I'd probably be literally on a gurney before I decide, yeah, I probably should go to the hospital. And at that point, it's probably too late. So anybody in the affected areas, please take precautions. Get rid of all your standing water. Do not go outside after dusk. If you have to, cover yourself and use repellent on areas that are exposed. Apparently, and this is not me and my Ebola scare, this is coming from the Michigan Health Department. Be careful. So on that happy note, we're going to end the show this week. I want to thank Jared from Alabama for sending me his amazing encounter. I am highly anticipating a lot of my listeners who are paranormal enthusiasts and paranormal investigators to tell me what they think Jared saw and what they think that knocking is. I think I know what Jared saw. As I say, I think it was a spirit trying to manifest itself and drawing in electricity, and that's what he was seeing. I'm not sure about the knocking. Let me know what you would do in the case of UFO disclosure. Full disclosure, no more jokes, no more, this is it. They're real. How would you react? Would your life crumble? Would your whole existence, everything you grew up knowing, would it crumble and you would be a shell of yourself? Or would you just be like, you know what, whatever. Let's see what's on YouTube. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net on both subjects. Send me your ideas. Send me your thoughts on both subjects, and I'll read them on the air. Thank you for listening to this week's show. I hope everybody has a great time. If anybody is going to the Michigan UFO Contact 2 this week, again, tell them you heard it from the Paranormal Patriot. Thank you for listening this week. I appreciate everything you guys are doing for me. Thank you so much. You have been listening to the Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez, taking off the tinfoil hat. I am out of here.
Reckon and jack my mind up. Can I be telling the time? I don't care, no. I don't care, no. Send 30 messages.